is Plover Point subdivision 2018-9, formerly known as Oak Landing, final subdivision plan.
I have a question about this one before we go.
Okay.
Oh, no, they have to read it.
Oh, we need to call Miss Lavoie back.
I keep jumping ahead.
Issue.
I apologize, there is a delay.
That's quite all right, go ahead.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of a cluster subdivision to consist of 147 single-family lots with access off of Oak Road, Route 5, in Longneck, Delaware. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 13th, 2018, subject to 16 conditions. A revised preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, December 10th, 2020. The changes to the plan included the removal of Scarlet Oak Drive, adding cul-de-sacs on both ends of Chestnut Oak Drive, the addition of stormwater management ponds along the project's frontage, and a decrease of 92 lots. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 34, and Parcel 97. The zoning district is General Residential, GR Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Yeah, I have a question. So my question is, one of the conditions was that they were going to have to put up a fence between the property and Charlie Clark's property. Do we have anything in there that says they must maintain that fence so that we're not?
So I have confirmed with the applicant that maintenance of the 6-foot board-on-board fence will be included in the HOA bylaws and restrictive covenants for the community, and it will be maintained in perpetuity by the HOA as with the landscape buffer.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure Mr. Clark was taken care of. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion for final subdivision plan approval for Plover Point 2018-09, formerly known as Oak Landing.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Plover Point subdivision 2018-09, formerly known as Oak Landing, site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Black Hog Village, site plan number 18-64. This is a revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of 6 retail buildings totaling 21,818 square feet, associated parking, and additional site improvements to be located on the south side of New Road, that's SCR 266. The preliminary site plan for the site was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, October 11th, 2018, with final approvals to be made by staff upon the receipt of all required agency approvals. Changes to the plans include reducing the previous total square footage by 550 square feet, a reduction of the total number of parking spaces by 7 spaces. Additional improvements to the site include a proposed pedestrian entrance, bicycle parking for the trail, outdoor stage, 2 raised decks, and a porch. Other structural changes to the plans include building number 1, 10 additional square feet, building number 2, 600 additional square feet, building number 3, a reduction of 744 square feet, building number 4, a reduction of 516 square feet, and building number 5, 120 additional square feet, and building number 6 remained unchanged from the previous proposal. The applicant has coordinated with DLDOT regarding the provision of landscaping and a shared use path for the Lewis Byway. The applicant is requesting to defer the inclusion of plantings for the proposed Lewis Byway along the project's frontage until DLDOT has constructed the Nassau New Road construction project, and that's contract number T201613 2501, and will engage in further discussion with the Lewis Byways Committee. The applicant has also indicated that the developer of Black Hog Village fully intends to provide an interconnection with the Lewis Georgetown Trail that is located to the rear of the property. The applicant's response has been included in the commission's packet this evening, and the site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 76. The zoning district is General Commercial, C1 Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals for this proposal, and therefore preliminary and final approvals may be granted at the will of the commission.
Alrighty then. Alright, so
keeping in, you know, Kim asking questions. This is a lot different than what we saw before, which is fine. So first, they are leaving space to do plantings along the front, it looks like. So yes, I'm right on that. If the byway says we want, if the plan calls for trees or whatever, right? Yes, okay. Second, interconnectivity between commercial spaces, because right now there is a road there. It's a dirt road that goes from the Old World Bakery all the way across.
And I can speak to that. So there was a barricade that was required by DelDOT. There is an existing perpetual cross access easement, and they wanted the barricades placed there to prevent vehicular access to the site. And that is shown on the plan. On the right hand side, there are three small circles there, and it's indicated as OM4-3 signs, which are the barricades.
So nobody will be able to get from Old World Breads and the things there through there because DelDOT said no?
That's correct.
Okay. There we go. All right, third question, stage. Is that something that we can, there are people who live across that pedestrian walkway and the bike path there. I mean, it doesn't look like a huge stage, but I don't think they built their houses thinking, wow, I'm gonna be listening to somebody else's music till 11 o'clock at night. So what can we do to make sure the people who are there are taken care of? Anything?
So the siting of the buildings and structures within the site falls to the commission. So if additional information is required to show how impacts are to be mitigated, then that could be requested from the applicant and we could bring it back. So the commission doesn't necessarily have to act upon it at this afternoon's meetings.
Okay, I mean, I want you to know, I know this area well. I think it's probably a pretty cool thing, but yeah, I would like to know what the plan is so that we're not making life miserable for somebody trying to get their baby to sleep.
So at the moment, because we don't have that technical detail, my suggestion would be that if that is something the commission wishes to see, that we take no action at this meeting and then bring it back.
Okay, so I make a motion to defer on this for further information on this stage.
A second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to defer action on Black Hog Village site plan 18-64. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Bay Health Campus Route 9 site plan number 21-10, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of a 48,500 square foot medical office building, 287 parking spaces, and other site improvements to be located on the northwest corner of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, and Hudson Road. That's SCR 258. The site has an approved change of zone 1866, that was approved by the Sussex County Council on February 5th, 2019, through ordinance number 2632. The site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 27, Parcel 11.01, and the zoning is Institutional I-1. And staff are currently awaiting agency approvals.
Okay, on this one, of course we need these things. but I've lived next to a place where a helicopter landed, and I've also been in war zones, not as scary as having a helicopter land next to your house. I don't see a buffer between this institution and the people who live across the street. The place is going to be lit up, and we're going to be lighting up people who are already there yards like it's noon. That's something I think we need there. And is that in our realm to require?
I think it is, yeah.
So we need at least a 20-foot buffer to make sure, and it has to be full, because these people did not sign up for this.
So if I can assist,
yes,
we actually have the existing 20-foot setback shown on the drawing at the moment, and it shows where the existing trees is. So we could reach back out to the applicant to have that conversation to enhance the buffer and to also wrap it around and bring it around the frontage of the site as well. Obviously, because there's a multi-use path there as well, we will have that discussion about where the buffer shall be sited in relation to the path. But certainly that's something we can have a conversation with and then bring it back. So,
do we have anything to say about the height of the lights that they use?
So they have to comply with the maximum height in the zoning district, and they have to be designed and sited in a way that light does not spill into neighboring properties. So if there is a concern about the height of lighting within car parking areas, car park design requirements in code require those details to be provided. So if we could require, as part of these revisions to the drawings that are being discussed at the moment, for additional information on luminaire elevation.
I think we have to. I mean, I remember the people coming in about this and saying, you know, well, what are we going to get here? You know, we have a nice quiet road, and we're saying, yeah, but we need this. And so I want to make sure that we've looked into all that, and that, you know, it's not going to be lights on top of a building that are shining. You know, even though they're shining down, they're still spilling over, and how high the lights in the parking are so that they're not.
And that was a condition of approval, not specific as to the height, but condition H was that, you know, that's fairly standard, but all exterior lighting shall be downward screened, excuse me, so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. Excuse me. So, you know, there is some leeway for staff to make sure that that doesn't occur, like give us details so we can.
Right.
Sure.
I just want to make sure, yeah, that we didn't overlook that. Okay, so defer for more information and to figure out the buffer areas. Everybody make that motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on Bay Health Campus Route 9, Site Plan 21-10. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of H&S Properties, LLC, Site Plan 2011, Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of a two-story office addition to an existing one-story building. The plan proposes to relocate a shed, a loading area, and 9 parking spaces. Staff note that parking exists and is proposed to remain within the front yard setback. The property is located on the northwestern corner of Church Street, SCR 285B, and Beaver Dam Road, SCR 23. This plan is a revision to the preliminary site plan that was first reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of September 24th, 2020. Furthermore, this development is now participating in the Henlopen Transportation District, the TID. And this agreement is currently being drafted. This plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 212. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting DLDOT approval, which is the last agency approval required.
It doesn't comply with all conditions of approval. Condition E says no parking in front setback.
Yes, and we were aware of that, and we have not to date received a request for a waiver to allow parking within the front yard setback. They are at the minimum number of parking spaces that they can place on that parcel with the development proposed.
Because wasn't this, this looks like the plan they brought to us first, and we said, gee, that's not going to work out.
So there's a lot of history with this specific site plan, and you might recall that it was originally denied by the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a changeover in the engineer for the project. There was also a 200-foot discrepancy that was noted on the survey as well, so they had to go back and revise. But the phase one was approved.
Yeah, but phase one was just that little building.
Correct.
Everything else, and like seven parking spaces, so.
Correct. It was the original five parking spaces, yes, and then they're adding an additional four. That's correct, that are proposed within the front yard setback. And the applicant has also submitted additional documentation regarding Church Street, because DelDOT is currently turning that into a roundabout, and so there are DelDOT improvements in that area as well.
So
there will be. I mean, the plan now is for that to eventually become a cul-de-sac, I think.
Correct.
But it's not now.
It's not now.
And that's something, correct. You know, we've had plans that didn't work out in the past, so we've got to go with what we have now.
Yes. If I can assist, so just to explain, so this property actually has two front yards because it's located on a corner. It actually has a 40-foot front yard. This is this setback here, and then it has, because it's a front corner, it has a 15-foot corner front setback onto this property as well. So the buildings actually comply, the siting of the buildings actually comply with the yard setbacks, which is required by the condition. But you are absolutely correct that condition E, which is part of conditional use 2190, which was approved in January of 2020, does specifically state that there shall be no parking in the front yard setbacks, and all parking shall be shown on the final site plan. So what we have is a building that complies with the requirements of the condition, but parking that does not. So at this point, given where we're at with discussions with the applicant, that there are two paths forward. One is to explore and see if we can bring it back to the commission, whether parking can be relocated to comply with the requirements of the condition. And if that's not possible, then the only way to change the requirements of a condition imposed as part of a conditional use is to take it back through the process to council to request a revision to the conditions, which the commission has seen with other conditional uses.
Right, because this isn't one where it's just a site plan where they've asked for parking in the front yard. So it was actually a condition in an ordinance, right. So they have to go back through the public hearing process.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't come up with that for no reason whatsoever. And I really feel like I've been, we've gotten a bait and switch on this. You know, they came in with that one plan and we're like, oh, you're just gonna, okay, great, we can do that. Yeah, we're glad we can work with you. And then, oh, no.
The benefit in bringing to this particular site plan to the commission is at least the commission can opine on the siting of the building, and then staff are happy to work with the applicant on the parking, so.
So this would be another defer until they can.
I think this one you can, I mean, if it doesn't apply with a condition of approval, it could just be denied.
All right,
I mean, honestly, because it's just not compliant. And they've got their marching orders for the conversation with the applicant.
Yeah. All right, then. I agree. Then I make a motion to deny this site plan.
Second. Okay, it's moved and seconded to deny the revised preliminary site plan for lands of H&S Properties, LLC, site plan 20-11. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is Sea Colony West, change of zone number 1153, revised amenities plan.
This is a revised amenities plan for Sea Colony West, change of zone 1153, for a proposed 2,028 square foot clubhouse, a splash pad, jacuzzi tubs, and other site improvements to be located on the south side of Pinewood Drive within the Sea Colony West community. Change of zone number 1153 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, May 19th of 1992, and adopted through ordinance number
829. Before my time. Wow. I want you to all know that was before
that's
my
a first
time.
Hear you say
or
that.
Only by 2 years.
The revised amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 17, Parcel 41. The zoning district is high density residential Residential Plan Community, HRRPC, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Nothing?
I got nothing.
Okay, Commissioner Hoey Stevenson has nothing, so I'm going to make a motion to approve the revised amenities plan for Sea Colony West, change of zone 1153.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised amenities plan for Sea Colony West, change of zone number 1153. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Chase Oaks subdivision 2019-05, revised amenities plan.
This is a revised amenities plan for the Chase Oaks subdivision for a proposed 3,380 square foot clubhouse, a 8,330 square foot pool area, a 6,720 square foot pickleball court, a 400 square foot mailbox pavilion, and other site improvements to be located on the southeast side of Chase Oaks Drive within the Chase Oaks subdivision. The final subdivision plan for the Chase Oaks subdivision was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of December 17, 2020. The revised amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 96. The zoning is Agricultural Residential, AR1, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the revised amenity plan for Chase Oaks 2019-05.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised amenities plan for Chase Oaks subdivision 2019-05. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Wanderson Nogueria, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the subdivision of a 7.66 acre plus or minus parcel of land into two buildable lots consisting of 6.38 acres plus or minus and 1.27 acres plus or minus with access off of a proposed 50-foot ingress egress access easement. The parcels are located on the north side of Stokely Road, SCR 280. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 44. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of Wanderson Nogueira.
Second. It's moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of Wanderson Nogueira. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is a minor subdivision off a 15-foot easement for lands of Ponderosa Acres.
This is a minor subdivision and lot line adjustment plan for the subdivision of a parcel that is approximately 65.10 acres. This plan proposes one lot that is 1 acre, plus or minus. Additionally, this subdivision involves the adjustment of two adjacent parcels, approximately 0.053 acres, plus or minus, is proposed to be removed from tax parcel District 130, Map 6, Parcel 113.01, and 0.9947 acres plus or minus will come from tax parcel District 130, Map 6, Parcel 113.04, which is the residual land. The property will have access off of Johnson Road, that's SCR 207, through an access easement that is 15 feet wide, which is proposed over an existing driveway. The site is located on the northeastern corner of Johnson Road and DuPont Boulevard, Route 113. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 130, Map 6, Parcel 113.04. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this plan may be considered for both preliminary and final subdivision plan approval.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to the lands of Ponderosa Acres, I move for approval, preliminary and final, of the minor subdivision off of 15-foot easement.
Second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of 15-foot easement for lands of Ponderosa Acres. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, that completes our other business. On to old business. We have one item of old business, which is...